康一代之下二十九章。
Let's open to 2 Chronicles chapter 29.
我们来读第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
今天我们再次看到西西家。
Today we look at the Hezekiah.
那么列王记的西西家跟历代之下的西西家。
The Hezekiah in the Second Kings, I mean in Kings and the Second Chronicles.
其实是互补其中啊的一个不同。
It's a little bit different.
也比较细部。
A little more detailed.
那么有一些在他的这个建堂的祷告词上面。
So some of the prayers in dedication of the temple.
那么在整个历代志里面有讲到他的一个内心里面的一个骄傲。
In the second chronicle, talk about the pride in his heart.
这两个加起来并起来就能够看到西西家的原貌。
So when you put the two together, you will be able to see his.
那么这个原貌呢，并不是说啊，这样子的人也那样也会软弱。
So not because of this person can also be weak.
其实这些留下来都是给我们学习。
But all these are for us to learn.
并不代表我们的生命比西西家更好。
It's not that our life is better than Hezekiah.
当我们讲到他可能发生这个问题的时候
，If this could happen to him,
那个是在他某一些的成长的过程当中，他那一方面没有成长。
It's a certain aspect of him did not grow.
那么有哪一些基督徒是全面成长的
？So who is a Christian who is completely mature？
也许在某一些的层次上，你很在这一个层次上，你很能够饶恕人。
Maybe in certain things you can really forgive others。
但是他还没有碰到你的那个棱角。
But you really have not touched your weak spot yet。
你碰到你的那个棱角的时候，你可能就饶恕不下去。
So when they touch your horn, that means you're not able to forgive。
有一些人对金钱很豁达。
Some people are very generous, well, very good with money.
有些人对金钱不豁达。
Some people really don't care money.
对这一个
about money.
不同的成长。
So in their growth.
不同，我们要去学习。
We need to learn.
所以因此我们看到西西家这一个面全面的时候呢。
So we see the complete aspect of.
要让我们学习的是我们里头的那个棱角如何被神磨平。
We need to learn how to let our horns be removed by the Lord.
我们看到第九二十九章第一节。
That's chapter 29, verse 1.
西西家登基的时候二十五岁。
He was 25 years old when he became king.
在耶路撒冷作王二十九年。
He reigned in Jerusalem for 29 years.
他的母亲叫亚比亚。
His mother's name was Abia.
撒加利亚的女儿。
Daughter of Zechariah.
我们看到这个是介绍这个西西家。
Here introduces Hezekiah.
我们。其实他在位的日期是许多人争议的一些不太一样。
So there were some disagreements of when he became, when he reigned.
那么我们相信呢，有时候是这个啊，不是记载错误。
It's not the problem was recording.
有时候是怎么样？是像父亲跟孩子的同时执政。
So sometimes the father and son would reign together.
那也算作在位的时候。
So they count that as time of reign.
那之前呢，他的父亲辅佐他。
So before his father was mentoring him,
在位的时候
also they count that as him being on the throne.
登记上是绝对没有问题的。
So in terms of actual recording dates, were not wrong.
有些时候呢，背后呢，我们没有看到是共同执政或是单独执政。
So sometimes in the background, we didn't know that whether they reign together or reign by themselves.
那么看到第二节的时候，西西家行耶和华眼中看为正的事。
So verse 2, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
那么他做些什么事情呢？
So what did he do?
第三节就告诉我们说，开了耶和华殿的门，重新修理。
So it tells us in verse 3, the first thing he did was he opened the door of the temple and repaired them.
那么他招祭司和利未人来。
He brought in the priests and Levites.
聚集在东边的宽阔处。
Assembled them in the square on the east side.
我们就看到约沙法年间的时候呢，啊，很多的人，利未人呢，都没有在耶路撒冷的祭祀中扮演什么角色。
So we notice that in Jehoshaphat's years that the Levites and priests did not have much role at that time.
那我们看西西家呢，按照这一个原来的这一个律例修复整个城市。
But Hezekiah began to repair according to the word of the Lord.
用这一个传统这个摩西里面所记载下来的祭司家族来净化整个的圣殿。
So he used the plan given by Moses. And use the Levites to rebuild the temple.
在整个敬拜里面呢，恢复原来应该有的原貌。
So they return the worship to what it originally meant to be like.
这一个呢，都是西西家很重要的一些那个这个跟从。
This is what Hezekiah really faithfully obeyed.
在第五节里面，他 对他们说
，In verse five, he said to
利未人呐、
啊、，Listen to me，
当听我说
，Levites，
现在你们要洁净自己
，Consecrate yourselves，
就洁净耶和华在你们列祖上的殿，上帝的殿。
Consecrate the temple of the Lord, the God of your fathers.
从圣所中除去污秽之物。
Remove all defilement from the sanctuary.
我们以往看到的是祭司。
We see this.
祭司洁净。
The priest needs to be consecrated.
祭司不能代表所有的利未人。
So not all priests represent all Levites.
利未人里面呢，啊，在包括里面亚伦的家族里面。
So Levites include the descendants of Aaron. And also they can consider as priests.
那么在整个的过程的当中呢，我们看到这个利未人呢，他们是。管理圣殿里面的一些事物。
So in the process, we see that Levites are in charge of the consecrated objects in the temple.
那么把整个的圣殿里面洁净干净。
They clean the temple, clean the whole temple.
也就是必须要按照神的律法。
But they have to do according to the command of the Lord.
因此，圣经给我们看到神的道洁净了我们。
So we see in the Bible that the word of the Lord
purifies us. 人的神的殿怎么样被洁净
？So we as the temple of God need to be purified.
神的道
by the word of God
我们看西西家就是怎么样按着神的律法
so we saw Ezekiah did according to the laws of the Lord
重新修理这个门
repair the door again
那么这个律法里面呢给我们看见
we see this in the laws
那么这个第六节
in verse 6、
第六节里面经常我们会犯的一些错误
some of the things that we often、do
我们列祖犯了罪
ofFathers were unfaithful.
行耶和华我们神眼中看为恶的事
Did the evil in the eyes of the Lord our God
离弃他转眼背向他的居所
Forsook him and they turned their faces away from the Lord's dwelling place
这句话呢就好像就是说这个啊，西西家为他们的列祖来认罪
This seems as if Hezekiah was confessing the sins of his forefathers
是西西家来认罪
Yes, he was confessing the sins
那我们不要忘了这一个不能用在我们的日常生活里面
But this is not to be used our daily living.
我们哪一个人的家族是神在创世之前就拣选的
？So whatever the family or tribe has been chosen before the time by God.
神的话语在圣经里面告诉我，唯有一个民族他认识。
So but the Bible tells us that there's only one tribe that known by God.
就是他所拣选亚伯拉罕所生出来的这一些的这个以色列人。
Are the Israelites the descendants of Abraham?
只有以色列人他们是神从头一开始拣选出来给这个世界看见
Only the Israelites were chosen so that the world may see
所以他们的列祖里头
So in their forefathers
律法是从摩西赐下来
Yes, the law came from Moses
运行在整个的十二支派里面
Was made to be obeyed among the 12 tribes
圣经在讲的列王就是以色列的历史
So when the Bible talks about the kings, it's talking about the history of Israel.
就是从亚当夏娃一直延续到这个以色列的历史。
So the chronicles start from Adam to the history of Israel.
没有讲到任何你我的历史。当然，周边有一些亚述帝国。
So it didn't talk about the history of others except for the Gentiles.
兴起这一些人来攻击以色列人。
Because God raised these Gentile nations to attack Israel.
要使他们回转到神的律法里。
So they can turn back to the laws of the Lord.
所以我们没有任何一个世界，没有一个民族是神所像以色列样拣选的。
So there's no tribe in a nation in the world that's chosen like Israel.
因此呢，这一段话你要去祷告的话，就无所依从了。
So when you use this verse to pray, really meaningless.
因为呢，我们的祖宗呢不是接受摩西律法的。
Because our father did not receive the laws of Moses.
管你是从东北来的，从台湾来的，从这个四川来的，哪一个地方来的
？No matter where you come from, whether China, South, China, Taiwan,
马来西亚、越南，任何地方来的
，Malaysia or Vietnam，
全世界就只有一个以色列民族，它是被神拣选。
In the whole world, there's only one nation that was chosen, that's Israel.
保罗也曾经讲过，我们是逆着自己被接上。
Paul also said that the Gentiles are the engrafted, that's rebellious.
那么表示什么呢
What does it mean?
表示呢只有这一个正宗他们用这样子的一个是追溯这个是合理的
So you use this it's reasonable because they were of the tradition
可惜现在呢基督徒呢把自己的圣经旧约新约给混淆了
Unfortunately today the Christians confuse the Old Testament and New Testament
诶我们是真以色列人呢、啊、
They said I'm the true Israelites
那没有把那一个影子跟实体里面的真正的、啊、内容划分清楚
They did not clarify the contents of the what of the shadow now becomes a reality.
有些旧约的祷告是当时他们这一个民族性的祷告。
Some of the prayers they made were for the tribes.
好了，要不然你要不要用诗篇的咒诅诗来祷告啊
？So are you going to use the curse of the psalms to pray?
最好了。
These are the best.
因为这一个如果那把那个咒诅的诗哈、啊、拿来这一个祷告了、啊，哎，这个怎么样？这个攻击我那敌对我的那些朋友啊。
So I'm going to use the curses and the psalms.
我的仇敌。
Against your enemies.
我告诉你，祷告完之后，好舒服。
You can say, "Oh, I feel so good."
骂得很愉快。
You enjoy cursing them.
连他们家的上一辈啊都骂了。
Even the generation before them.
还有怎么样？以后也骂了。
You also scold the generation after him.
祷告完一定很心里很舒畅。
You may feel good about praying that.
不要啊。
Do you want to do that?
为什么没有人教导这样呢
？How come no one teaches this?
因此呢，我们就应当把这一个很重点划分清楚。
So we need to make this point very important point clear.
那么如果是这样子的这样子祷告可以跟祖宗的祷告，那是以色列人他们必须要，因为他们是被延续下来的。
So this prayer here about their ancestors because they were of this tradition.
他们成为一处细景给我们看见。
So they play this so that we can see.
那我们成为一处细景给世人跟天使观看。
We also put on the show also for the world to see.
你看旧约。到新约里面基本上讲到以色列的历史
So from Old Testament to New Testament talk about the history of Israel
他们的归回他们的完整
That their return and also their rebelliousness
这都再再告诉我们我们的生命如何要归回
It tells us again how we need to turn back to the Lord in our life
不能单用尼西米啦西西加啦这一些人他们的祷告这样子的一种断章取义的祷告来讲到说我们要为我们祖宗来认罪
We cannot take out the context like in Paris and Nehemiah and Isaiah that we need to confess the sins of our forefathers
这一点我们一点都要很清楚不能妥协
We need to be very clear and not compromising on this point
现在太多的基督教在妥协这些问题
A lot of Christian churches now are compromising on this
根本不知道从这些问题是从哪里来的
They don't even know where these come from
严格讲起来我们像我们这个这样的唱诗这个把这个一个一个教现在比较少了
So strictly speaking to like the way we're doing by worshiping, singing and teaching chapter by chapter
慢慢大家都妥协了
That's common People are compromising now
这个敬拜一些些的妥协好像无伤大雅
So it seems like it's harmless to settle a little bit about worship
慢慢到最后怎么样我们连真理也妥协了
At the end we also settle a compromise on the
教会那么大的复兴就是因为行这一套
So the church is really revived because they did that
那么我们为什么不行这一套呢
How come we don't follow their ways?
如果那一套不是圣经的那一套你要行吗
So if that way is not of the Bible would you dare to do it?
看起来很复兴结果最后神审判临到临到说用他的话来审判你的时候你觉得对得起神吗
So if it looks like it's a great revival but God uses the word at the end to judge
因此呢宁可中规中矩
So rather be do the right way and
这一些呢我们
end up the right place
应当要把守好这个分寸
So we need to grab onto this way
这样呢我们就不会得罪神
So this way we don't sin against God
我们来看到这一个25节里面
Let's look at verse 25
我们看到王又派利未人在耶和华的殿中敲拔鼓瑟弹琴
He stationed Levites in the temple of the Lord with cymbals, harps and lyres 照
大卫和先见加德并先知拿单的所吩咐的
In the way described by David and Gath the king's seers and Nathan the prophet
就是耶和华先知所吩咐的
This was commanded by the Lord through his prophets
你可以看到这个是按照什么传承
This is according to the tradition
回到原来
Returning to the original
正确的我们要保守
Whatever is correct we need to keep
这才是真正的复兴
This is the true revival
那我们请问西西家复兴在哪里
So let me ask you where is Hezekiah's revival
圣经给他的一个角色是什么前无古人后无来者的一个王
So the role that the Bible describes here is a none that before or after.
那请问他整时整个以色列很大的复兴吗
Did he brought great revival to Israel?
我告诉你是在信仰上的复兴。
It is the revival of faith.
在国并没有太大的复兴。
But in the nation there was not great revival.
那这个给我们看到是什么
So what does it let us see?
家道或是我们生活上一些的我们想要的并没有按照我们想象的那么丰富
So whatever we seek in our daily life may not be that abundant
但唯一不同的
but the difference is
他使百姓的灵命提升
but he lifted up the spiritual life of the people
进到正确的敬拜里面
into the true worship
按照耶和华先知所吩咐的
did as the prophet of the Lord commanded
那么这样子呢我们就怎么样就进入到神的话语里头
that way we enter the word of God
使我们真正的敬拜神
that we can truly worship God
那虽然好像看起来常常被攻击
it seems like they are attacked often
我们看到这个西西家最大的一个屈辱是什么
so we'll see what happened to his Hezekiah
仇敌最大对你的屈辱是什么
so what is the biggest attack from the enemy
你不是常常来参加早祷会吗
don't you come to the morning prayer often
西西家就是这样你不是会废掉这个秋坛吗
this happened to Hezekiah didn't you destroy all the
altar places 你看看西西家不是做了很多跟神有关的事情吗
didn't you do a lot of things that have to do with God
有哪一个国家能够脱离我们亚述手上的这些军兵
So which nation has escaped from the armies of Assyrian
你们北国以色列已经被我灭了
That the northern Israel kingdom was destroyed
哎呀你不是经常祷告读圣经吗
Don't you read and pray often
怎么你看看没有太大的改变
Look like there's not much change
那告诉你这些就是西西家碰到的
This is what Hezekiah encountered
你一样都碰到
You also encountered
当你碰到的时候
When you encounter
那西西家是回转归向神
When you encounter this Hezekiah turned to the Lord
啊，没有任何的埋怨
He had no complaint
那我们就看到这一个呢就是我们要学习的一个生命
This is the life that we need to learn
他真正的这个把整个的殿里面的那个黄金抹下来的那个片都刮起来金片啊金箔啊熔成金子送给怎么样这个亚述
So he stripped up all the gold parts of the temple.
亚述还是不满足，还要攻打。
Melted and give it to a king of Assyria, but the king of Assyria was not even satisfied. Was still attacked.
我们看到呢，最后怎么样？神兴起环境来。
So we saw at the end that God raised up an environment.
当时呢，是整个的国运是很衰败的时候。
At that time, the nation was not very prosperous.
没有太大的军队去抵挡亚述帝国。
They didn't have much army to defend against Assyrians.
没有太大的能力去面对前面的敌人。
They didn't have much power to face the enemies before them.
就让人在门口这样叫嚣。
So the people were crying out at the gate.
就像当时这个耶利哥在这个哥利亚在那个外面叫嚣，以色列没有人敢出来应战。
Just like Goliath was shouting at the Israelites, and no one dared to come to challenge him.
这个就是西西家的光景。
This is what's happening to Hezekiah here.
他当王的时候呢，经常去面对这个问题。
When he became king, he often faced these
problems. 但是他怎么样，还是按照神的方式。
But he still did according to the way the Lord.
他不会因为想说，那是不是巴力比较有效
？You would not think is Baal more effective.
是不是巴力比较有效
？The Baal is more
effective. 巴力可能没效，那个金牛犊是比较更好一点。
Maybe the golden calf would be better.
那我们换一换方式。
Let's change our ways.
只要有效
As long as it's effective.
我们就来做做看
Let's try it.
那如果偏离神的道路呢
So if it's straight from the Lord.
我们看西西家怎么样还是回转回来
We saw Hezekiah still turn back to the Lord.
27节西西家吩咐在坛上献燔祭
In verse 27 he commanded the priests to
make offerings. 燔祭一献就唱赞美耶和华的歌
So they praise the Lord once they made the offering.
用号并以色列王大卫的乐器相和。
They used the instruments as commanded by David to worship.
献祭的时候就赞美神。
So when they make offerings, they praise the Lord.
让我们知道在整个的西西家里面恢复整个圣殿里面的敬拜。
So we saw that as Hezekiah made everybody return to worship.
是按照耶和华先知所吩咐的。
According to what the prophets of the Lord commanded.
意思就是他竭力遵守神的旨意。
He heartily followed the will of the Lord.
第三章第一节，西西家差遣人去见以色列和犹大人。
So he sent all, when all this ended, the Israelites who went out to the towns of Judah.
又写信给以法莲和马拉西人。
Also wrote letter to the people of Ephraim.
叫他们到耶路撒冷耶和华的殿。
Invite them to come to the temple of the Lord.
向耶和华以色列的神守逾越节。
to observe the Passover to the Lord.
我们看到这个是有史以来第一次的。
This is first time in the history.
要以色列人你过来。
That Israelites came also.
打开这一个圣殿的门，来吧，我们一起来敬畏神，来守这个节日。
He opened the door to the temple and said, "Come and let's keep this."
写信给以法莲和马拉西人。
He wrote to the Ephraim and Manasseh.
这些就是
Manahem,
北国的人。
These are the rebellious people.
当时北国快要灭亡。
These are the northern people that they almost.
西西家当政的时候，最后北国灭亡。
So at the time of Ezekiah, the northern kingdom was destroyed.
被亚述帝国所灭。
They were destroyed by Assyrians.
西西家当王的时候是亚这个北国快要被亚述所灭的时候。
So when Ezekiah was king, the northern kingdom was about to be destroyed.
西西家告诉他们，来吧，我们还是敬畏我们又真又活的神。
Ezekiah told them, "Come to worship the true living God."
回到神赐给我们的律法。
Return to the laws that God gave us.
那么我们就看到这一个是所有的王里面，就西西家里面做到这样一点。
So of all the kings, we saw only Hezekiah did this.
不要再叫拜巴利了。
Do not worship Baal anymore.
那么会不会有人，我们都敬拜耶和华，好，耶和华也没有使我们国运昌隆。
So they didn't say, even though we come worship the Lord, but they didn't make us prosperous.
从来没有讲到说我们没有遵行耶和华的话。
They didn't say we didn't obey the word of God.
我们按照觉得自己好像遵行耶和华的话。
We feel like we are actually obeying the word of God.
那是自我的感觉。
That's our own feelings.
那有没有回到真正回到圣经神的话语呢？
Have we returned to the word in the temple in the Bible?
这些呢，我们看到西西家呢，也要让他们号召北国的人回来敬畏神。
So that's why Hezekiah had them send words to all Israel to have them return to God.
他没有任何的意见，就是说哦，我这样我可以把南国统治，我又可以统治北国。
He was not doing this so he'd be able to conquer the north and south kingdom together.
我们看到三十节第三十章第八节。
We look at chapter 30, verse 8.
他说：“现在不要像你们列祖硬着颈项。
Do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were.
只要归顺耶和华，进入他的圣所。
Submit to the Lord, come to the sanctuary.
就是永远成圣的居所。
Which he has consecrated forever.
又要侍奉耶和华你们的神。
Serve the Lord your God.
好使他的烈怒转离你们。
So that his fierce anger will turn away from you.
你们若转向耶和华。
If you return to the Lord,
你们的弟兄和儿女必在掳掠他们的人面前猛连续。
Then your brothers and your children will be shown compassion by their captors.
得以归回这地。
And will come back to this land.
因为耶和华你们的神有恩典施怜悯。
For the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate.
你们若转向他，他必不转脸不顾你们。
He will not turn his face from you if you return to him.
按着神的话回来吧，来到耶路撒冷，这一个是神所应许的殿。
Return to the Lord according to His word. This is the promised temple.
回想到所罗门曾经在祷告的时候
，So they remind them of the prayer of Solomon.
有人犯罪被掳了
，If somebody sinned and became captive.
向殿举手的时候，求神你帮助他们，让他们归回。
If they pray toward this temple, that the Lord will turn them back.
我想这一个是西西家有去读他的这个祖父所留下的这个祷告。
I believe Hezekiah had looked at the prayers left by behind by his forefathers.
所以当他在这个地方讲的时候，就讲到说，我们这样做，进入归顺耶和华。
That's why he said here, if we turn
转脸归向他
，and we fully turn back to him,
他必不会不转脸不顾我们。
He will not turn his face away from us and not care for us.
那么当他们异族呢，就跑到这城，跑到那城的时候
，So when they are curious, went from town to town,
造成什么？那人嬉笑
，and they were ridiculed.
那里的人却嬉笑他们。讥笑他们
，They ridicule them, scorn them.
啊，讥笑，再讥笑
，They scorn and ridicule.
啊，这个我们就看到说，你在搞什么
？So they, what are you talking about?
我们拜这个神都没有办法帮助我们。
We worship this God, who cannot help us?
他们已经很久的人没有敬拜神。
Many of them have not worshipped God for a long time.
难道西西家不知道吗
？Did Hezekiah know?
不，他知道有一些人是虔诚。
But he knew there are some actually truly godly.
对于那一些会嬉笑、会讥笑的人。
But to those who scorn and ridicule.
只是使他们的心里更刚硬。
You only made their hearts even more.
对于那一些一心归向耶和华的人。
To those who wholeheartedly turn to the Lord.
就会归到耶和华的
身上。They will truly turn to the Lord.
不会因为我们做这个事情会让人家笑。
It's not because we do this, we are being ridiculed.
而我们就不做。
That we stop.
我们如果不做的时候，
if we don't do this,
那一些虔诚的人他就没有办法归回到神的面前。
Those godly men will not be able to turn back to the Lord.
因为他们不知道西西家有这种德政。
Because he didn't know Hezekiah had this.
我们传福音是常常被讥笑的。
So oftentimes when we preach the gospel, we are ridiculed.
我们传福音的时候有时候让我们觉得我们太这一个啊迷信了。
Sometimes we preach the gospel, people think we're superstitious.
但是呢，对被那一些浇灌快要成长的时候，你福音给他就是临门一脚。
So those who are about to be made mature, this is help them to lift them up.
越是传福音的时候
，So when you preach the gospel more,
你越能够发现到有一些人早就怎么样，早就预备好心了。
You discover a lot of these people already prepare their hearts.
当然，你会也会碰到这个讥笑跟。这个讥笑你的人
，Of course you run into scornful and people who ridicule you.
当然，可能比例上讥笑讥笑的可能蛮多的。
So maybe by proportion there be a lot of people who are scornful and ridiculing you.
但是呢，只要有一两个人呢，诚心归向神
，But at least one or two people truly turn to the Lord.
一人得救啊，等同于赚了全世界。
So to save a person is going to earn the whole world.
你有办法赚全世界吗
？He earned the whole world.
你没有办法。
You cannot.
但是呢，你带领一个人得救。
But if you lead someone to salvation,
等同于赚了全世界。
It's equivalent to earn the whole earth, whole world.
这一些我们看不见的。
These are the things that's invisible to us.
我们看得见，今天我做这个工作。
What we see is
if I do the work
and the money that I receive today.
啊，这是我看得见的。
This is something that I can see.
我们的属灵的眼光没有办法看到。
Our spiritual eyes cannot see.
将来永生的盼望是什么？
What is the eternal hope?
当然，永生的盼望，地球就是废土啊。
So of course, the eternal hope that the earth is a wasteland.
比地球更好、更美好的地方。
And there's better places than earth, better place than earth.
你要去看更美丽的地方。
More beautiful place.
那一些呢，都在怎么样？都在我们永生的盼望的当中。
This is all in our eternal hope.
我们求神帮助我们有永生的看见。
May the Lord help us so we have this eternal vision.
三十一章。
In chapter 31.
三十一章里面第四节
，in verse four，
又吩咐耶路撒冷百姓将祭司立位人所应得的分给他们。
So he ordered the people living in Jerusalem to give the portion to the priests and Levites.
他们专心遵守耶和华的律法。
So they could devote themselves to the law of the Lord.
表示当时的百姓根本没有遵照这个律法。
Meaning that the people did not obey this law.
啊，如果一个教会里面不经常提醒这一个百姓应该把十分之一当纳给仓库放在仓库里头。
If the church does not remind its people that they should put the tithe so they can be store food in the storehouse of the storeroom of the Lord,
基本上是会得罪神。
They actually sin against God.
因为我们不讲。
Because we don't talk about it.
讲了说教会要钱。
That if we say this thing, they say church wants money.
不讲了是百姓偷窃神的物。
But if they don't mention it, they actually rob God.
那我宁可让人误会成教会要钱。
So I'd rather be misunderstood that the church wants money.
那不是每一个人都会误会呢？不。
Would everybody misunderstand?
更多的人知道，那是耶和华的原则。
No, a lot of people know that this is the principle of the Lord.
那么这一个西西家。
So this Hezekiah.
他这么做。
He did this.
哎，国库很充裕啊，你怎么不从国库里面拨呢？
So they said that there's a lot of money in the storehouse. Where do we take it from the storehouse?
这不合乎耶和华的律法。
This is not according to the law of the Lord.
早期在整个的啊宣教士里面。
So in the early missionaries.
特别当时在这个挪威。
Especially in Norway.
挪威里面他们的宣教士是不用教会付钱的。
The Norwegian missionaries did not have to pay.
从国库里面给的。
Because money comes from the treasury.
这不合乎耶和华的律法。
This is also not according to the laws of the Lord.
那也不能说啊，那我从国库里面拨一些款项给这一个啊，这个教会。
So we take some money from the church and give to the church.
基本上他们是政教合一的。
So they actually want church.
那一些政教合一里面呢，那个观念里面还没有完全的厘清。
But their church have not have the same concept though.
所以根本呢，弟兄姐妹呢，可以奉献，可以不奉献。
嗯，表演其实可啊 ，make offering or not make offering.
那么有一些教会弟兄姐妹他们真正的知道他们要奉献。
But some brothers and sisters knew in their church they have to
make offerings. 混淆了一个观点。
So they made something very confusing.
我缴税等同于有十分之一奉献。
that they pay taxes according to paying.
我把税提得很高。
So when they raise up the taxes,
税跟这一个十一放在一起。
That they make the tax equivalent to tithing.
这是当时很多的这一个啊，这个以色列人呢，混淆了这一些。
So even in the time of Israel, they made the same problem, make the same mistake.
神要的是该给圣殿的立位人就给立位人。
So what God wants is to give to the person that belongs to the Levites.
该是缴税的国库就是国库的。
But what belongs to the treasury by taxing is belongs to the tax to the treasury.
当我们看到很多挪威宣教士很多出去，但是都是滑铁卢，不太好。
So we saw a lot of Norwegian missionaries went out, but they really did not have much support.
也有特别不错的。
Of course, some that were special.
这个历史呢，我看过以后，有一次我在宜兰的时候碰到，我是最近啊，这个十年前我在十几年前了。我在宜兰碰到一个挪威宣教士。
So after I studied the history of Norwegian missionary, actually 10 years ago I ran into one in Taiwan in Jiaxi.
在那一个在苏澳啊，在那边地方跟他聊天的时候。
So in a place called 苏澳 where he was talking to him.
不久要被调回挪威了。
Now he was going to be taken back to Norway.
他说我来到台湾这个地区里面呢，已经快十年了。
So he had been in Taiwan for over almost 10 years.
他说我这一个工作好像不太顺利。
That his work didn't seem to be prosperous.
那我他就跟我喊，因为那时候我在做街头布道。
So at that time I was going on the street to do evangelistic work.
啊，每一次的呼召的人很多。
There are many people who got called.
哪管是在庙前面。
Whether it's in front of the idol temples.
或在教会里头。
Or in the church.
或是在这个夜市里头。
Or maybe in the night market.
很多人他们看到的时候，他就问我一些问题。
A lot of people ran into me, they would ask me questions.
那我刚好知道他们的历史。
It just so happened I knew their history.
我说可能你们应该要回到原来的方法。
I told them you probably need to return to the original way.
叫做圣经的方法。
According to the way of the Bible.
我说当然这不是你的错。
Of course, this is not his mistake.
这是你们的国政上面的一些错误。
But this is a problem of the national policy.
那应该要回到这一个地方。
We need to return to this.
再来，如果什么国不能改。
But if the nation cannot
change, 环境没有办法改变,
the environment cannot change.
从你这一代的心态要改变。
But from this generation, your attitude needs to change.
那我在过了这个五年后，我就发现他从挪威又回到台湾。
After 5 years later, I found that he came back to Taiwan again.
因为他是来台湾里面呢，算是比较好的宣教士。
He was one of the better missionaries that came to Taiwan.
很多人都喜欢在城市。
Because a lot of people like to be in the cities.
他自己怎么样？到这个花莲啊，比较偏僻啊，苏澳住在那个地方。
Yes, he went to more rural areas, such as 花莲。
算是很困苦的。
And some more difficult area.
后来呢，他回去以后，述职完以后，再回来台湾的时候，当整个挪威宣教士的总督。
So actually, he went back to Norway to rest and came back to become the chief missionary for Norwegians in Taiwan.
当时我跟他讲到一些的例子。
So when I was talking to him about the history,
就是按照这一个西西家的。看法
This is according to what Ezekiah did.
恢复到神原本的方式
To return to the ways of the Lord.
要交十分之一
To tithe.
因为他们在那边建造的时候呢
Because when they were building.
到这个已经很挪威宣教士到台湾了，已经快四十年
Because Norwegian have been in Taiwan for almost 40 years.
现在已经快六十年
So take this being maybe 60 years.
当时认识他的时候
So when I knew him.
那这样子的话。他们在那一个地方那么长的一段时间里面
So if I were so they have been there for a long time
教会里面很少教导弟兄姐妹奉献十分之一
Because church rarely teach the brothers and sisters about tithing
因为他们的国库充裕
Because the church is full of money
他们的教会有钱
And the church have money
只要想台湾的教会有需要什么钱的时候他们就从总会拨款
Because what the church needed in Taiwan, they would send the money from Norway.
这样子的聚会的弟兄姐妹没有负担。
So this way, the brothers and sisters who come to worship would not have any.
弟兄姐妹好不好
？Is it good or bad？
啊，好不好
？Is it good or bad？
对了，不好。
Of course, it's not good.
因为呢，不按照神的方法行。
It's not according to the way of the Lord.
哎呀，这个在教会里面要奉献，人家不敢来呀。
So people think that if you make them make offering, they won't dare to come.
我不知道我们传的是什么信仰。
I don't know what we are passing is faith.
不敢来见神，没钱不敢来见神。
So they don't dare to come to church because they don't have money or because they don't.
你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be.
所以奉献代表你的信心跟心态。
So your offering representing your faith and your attitude.
啊，这一些呢，都是怎么样？西西家里面要告诉所有的百姓，必须要怎么样？十分之一。
That's why Hezekiah told the people here they need to tithe.
那么我们就看这三十一章第二十节到二十一节。
So in chapter 31, verse 21 to verse 22.
西西家在犹大遍地照这样办理。
So this is what Hezekiah did throughout Judah.
行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的忠的事。
Doing what was good and right and faithful before the Lord.
凡所行的，凡他所行的。
In everything that he did.
无论是办神的殿的事。
In the service of God's temple.
是遵法律法守诫命。
In obedience to the law and the command.
是寻求神。
He sought his God.
都是尽心去行。
And worked wholeheartedly.
无不亨通。
And so he prospered.
我们求神帮助我们做一个这样子的人。
May the Lord help us to become a person like this.
那么我们晚上再来看西西家。
We'll study about Hezekiah tonight even more.
他这样的努力工作。
That he how he worked hard.
但是他受的打击也很大。
But he also received great attacks.
那么我们应该努力为神工作的人应该少一点打击吧。
So those people think that they, those work hard for the Lord should receive less attacks.
不是这样。
This is not what we see.
西西家可以成为我们一个很好成长的一个榜样。
So Hezekiah can be a great example role model for us to grow.
光照我们。
May the words of the Lord give us light.
来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父求你帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
让我们从你的话语里面。
From your words.
再一次的归向你。
And we turn back to you.
按着你的话语而行。
Now do according to your words.
尽心的寻求你的旨意。
Wholeheartedly to seek your will.
不顾一切的寻求你的旨意。
Now devote everything to you.
不顾一切的遵行你的旨意。
And do be fully devoted to you.
求主你与我们同在。
May the Lord be with us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.